Thanks, Alan. So a couple of laps or four laps now into the British F4 race. Dion Garrett leads in car 55. William McIntyre is second in car 5. And on his debut weekend, third place at the moment is the Australian Griffin Peebles. Now, drama on the first lap because a run through the gravel trap down at McIntyre's for championship co-leader Louis Sharp, who dropped from the top three down in the number 11 car to ninth place. So he's dropped backwards. We've had lots of entertainment from the onboard camera that's been placed very smartly on Deegan Fairclough's number 87 car from 17th on the grid. He's working his way up towards the top 10 and the points. We've got Kanato Lee having another battle here with Akil Alibi. They've been together at locking horns all weekend long, it seems, but Akil in fourth place in the blue Virtuosi car, just about fending off the silver high-tech car of the Japanese driver for fifth place. And Jack Sherwood in sixth place, number 78, had a good tussle on lap two of the race with his teammate Gustav Johnson. The Chris Dittman racing car switched around, and that's where Jack Sherwood now is in sixth place. But for the lead of the race, Robert, nose to tail here is William McIntyre, who's going to be the championship leader if it stays like this after Knockhill, right onto the tail and almost alongside now Dion Gouda.
Yep, it's very, very close indeed for the lead, and Gouda having to defend down the inside lane into McIntyre's to avoid being overtaken. Similarly, Akil Alibi was under attack there for Kanato Lee coming into McIntyre's, but he's also fended off that attack.
That's mega watching those cars go through the chicane, isn't it? And how close they get to the haystack, the hay bale there on either side of the chicane. But Dion Gouda pretty committed on the way through Clark's as well to give himself just a bit more breathing space on the run up the hill into the right-hander at Taylor's. Third place is Peebles, but he's about 1.7 seconds behind them. Akil Alibi is a second behind him in fourth place. And then you've got Kanato Lee trying to fend off now the two Chris Dittman racing cars with the white numbers on. Number 78, that's Jack Sherwood, the British driver, with the yellow numbers on. Number 23, that's Gustav Johnson, the Swedish driver. They're ganging up on him now, side by side, the two teammates, but Jack Sherwood just about stays in sixth place.
Yeah, I thought Sherwood was actually going to make a move on the car in front there, but then he had to fend off his teammate, and that kind of blunted the attack a bit. And that's allowed Akil Alibi to escape up the road. He was under attack last time through, but he's got about a 6 or 7 car length advantage now in that fourth position.
Yeah, Akil's had one win at Snetterton and one other podium finish at Alton Park, the South African. Another one that stepped up fresh from Ginetta Juniors, where he was one of the front runners last year. The South African looking good in the Virtuosi car at the moment for a decent result here at Knockhill. Still close between the top two. William McIntyre, well, I'm sure know that Louis Sharp is further back than he ought to be after that ragged run on lap one in the number 11 car. He's trying to come back up the order, though. He's got one of those places back. He's in eighth position with a couple of cars ahead of him now to try and get involved, actually, with this scrap between the Chris Dittman racing cars and Kanato Lee. So Louis Sharp on the back of that battle.
Yeah, Sharp's lapping very quickly, actually. He's pulling, he's got the fastest lap of the race, in fact, at the moment. He's pulling Stilp along with him. In fact, it's Stilp that's now got the fastest lap of the race in the time I take to say that sentence. 48.416 for Stilp. So he and Sharp are both moving up the order rapidly.
Yeah, they are. So the leaders make their way up towards the tailors there, but I'm keeping my eye on Louis Sharp because, as you quite rightly say, he's got Gabriel still breathing down his neck. Gabriel getting more and more confident in these cars. And Louis, remember, is one of the second season racers, fourth in the championship last year. Gabriel still tries to go around the outside of the championship leader. Runs out of road, though, doesn't he? He's going to possibly cost himself a place here. Now, I think he'll just about fend off Josh Irfan, but he's lost about four car lengths there to Louis Sharp, hasn't he?
Yeah, and here's Irfan coming through on the right-hand side, trying to take that position as they go into turn one, the side by side. Ooh. And a big lock-up for Irfan. But
Gabriel still goes onto the curbs off the road. He actually dives ahead of Noah Lyle because he can't slow the car down in time. Josh Irfan then on the back foot is going to lose a couple of positions to Patrick Hoytzenroder, who is one of them that comes through. And I think Louis Sharp it's Deegan Fairclough that gets through as well in the 87 car. He continues to progress from his grid position near the back of the field.
Yeah, Deegan Fairclough fighting very hard indeed in the camera car against Hoytzenroder. They were almost in contact with each other coming through Clark Corner that last time through. But meanwhile, the battle for the lead has crossed the line and the gap between them is just a quarter of a second.
Yeah, it feels like it's tightening up in the battle for third place as well. Let's have a look. Peebles goes through in third. Personal best lap, 48.75. But yeah, a bit quicker. A tenth quicker was Akil Alibi. Half a tenth quicker was Kanato Lee. So those two drivers more experienced, even though they're in their first season, more experienced than these British F4 cars. Then the driver they're trying to catch. The advantage for Peebles is that they've had those extra tests here. So they were testing on Wednesday as well as Friday. So he's had at least time to get used to the car and used to the circuit on his debut in the British F4 Championship.
Yeah. So Louis Sharp is now well clear of the chasing Gabriel Stilp after Stilp's little adventure at the hairpin. But at the same time, the two CDR cars, Sherwood and Johnson, seem to have managed to pull clear of Sharp. He's, I think Sharp has lost momentum somewhere along the line, but he's got a lot of work to do to try and make up any more places. But 10 and a half minutes left to do it.
Yeah, coming up to halfway in the race then. The battle for the final podium spot is really on here. Peebles, who's raced in the Spanish F4 Championship this year and a couple of rounds in the Italian Formula 4 Championship, trying his hand at British F4. The Australian going well in the number 88 car so far. We've had off the road eyes at Barashi, I'm afraid, from near the back of the field. You get a replay on the big screen. He's rejoined, but Isaac, who got his first podium last time out at Croft, I'm afraid he's not going to finish in the points in this race. He's about to almost a lap down. Because he's just making his way out of the hairpin as he gets going again, as the two leaders come now out to complete a lap and the battle for third, fourth, getting side by side here. And Akil Alibi is going to lose the place because Canato Lee dived at the inside of him on the way into the hairpin, got through, and he's on the back foot now, which means Jack Sherwood gets the better run, better momentum going over the start finish line on the outside line, and he gets through Jack Sherwood. So two places lost for Akil Alibi, and Jack Sherwood overcooks it then, going down the hill and gets onto the curbs and gives the place back. By the time they get down to McIntyre's, closes the door in time to stop his teammate coming through. Gustav with the green wing mirrors on the car. Akil Alibi then gifted that place back, but he has, of course, still lost that one position to Canato Lee. You get a replay of that. This was pretty hairy stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just hung on to that down the escape road and no more. Akil Alibi had lost momentum coming out the hairpin after all the overtakes and things, but that's bottled up the two CDR cars, and Louis Sharp will be enjoying this because that's going to slow them down and he can start to close in on the pair of them. And in fact, that's exactly what's happening as they come out the hairpin, the two CDR cars side by side. Louis Sharp's in the tow behind them. He's going faster than either of the two in front of him as they come under the Beatsons Bridge. He's well positioned for an attack into Duffus here. Is he going to risk it? No, he doesn't, but he's well positioned now for another attack into McIntyre's.
Gustav Johnson at the head of the trio then, and there goes Louis Sharp down the inside at McIntyre's to demote Jack Sherwood by another place as well. All the cars were almost sideways, weren't they, as they went over the crest through Duffer's Dip, clipping that curb. It is absolutely spectacular through there watching these Formula 4 cars. So Louis Sharp then moving up and gaining a place on Jack Sherwood. That is going to put him up to 7th position now. Gustav Johnson up to 6th. Jimmy Pazik had trouble off the line. He's coming to the pits now in the number 4 car. They're checking the front wing, but I think there's a they're looking under the car, more of an issue with it. So Jimmy out of the points, out of the race. 8.5 minutes still to go.
Yeah, fastest lap still with Gabriel Stilp. And that was set back on lap 7, so some time ago. So I think performance may have peaked in this race, but the action hasn't. Goud is still just ahead of McIntyre by half a second, with Peebles, Lee and Alibi next up.
There's a message on the timing screen for TSL, but it just says 5 seconds. It doesn't say what penalty it is or for who. So there's an issue. I did notice there was a message about under investigation for crossing the white lines on the pit exit for Peebles,
it's
number 88.
71, I thought. Was it 78?
78.
Track limits. Yeah.
Right.
That's Jack Sherwood, who's been sideways quite a lot, especially through Duffer's Dip. So Jack Sherwood's going to get a 5 second penalty for track limits, I'm afraid.
Which then brings Louis Sharp up a position.
Yeah.
So Louis Sharp's recovery drive continues after that mistake on the opening lap. He will find himself, now he's got Sherwood behind him actually. So now, is that the time the computer has calculated the penalty?
Yeah, yes. He's already got past Sherwood. Yeah. And Sherwood is just about fending off Gabriel Stilp actually on the way into McIntyre's, which he does. But Gabriel's right behind him, which means once you have the 5 seconds on, he doesn't actually need to overtake Jack to be in front of him. Yeah. He will move up to 8th place as well as a result of that. So Gouda, number 55, leads by only 0.3 of a second from number 5, the championship leader as it stands, Will McIntyre, because he's outscoring Louis Sharp. Tied on points coming into this. They're just over the start-finish line now. The other battle to watch is between Peebles, who's under investigation and might be looked at his results at the end of the race. He's going through in the 88 car, and then Canato Lee looking for a podium finish here. He was off the road yesterday. He was off the road earlier, but came back well. But if he can end the weekend with a podium finish, the Japanese driver will be pretty pleased about that. So he's there in the silver number 6 car in 4th place. You get the onboard on the big screen here from 87 Deegan Fairclough, who got his first race win a couple of hours ago. He's onto the tail of Patrick Huizenrode. They're battling for 11th place. They need to get into the top 10 to score a championship point.
Yeah, there's been a black and white warning flag for car number 2, which is Noah Lyle, and that's for using too much of the pit exit as he's braking for turn one.
Yeah, there's a few of those that have been popping up this weekend, particularly in Formula 4, haven't there? Isaac Barashi, meanwhile, lets the leaders pass. So he goes a lap down now in the number 26 car. They come through, and Canato Lee ahead of and way clear of Peebles as they come through. So Peebles had a... what did he have? A last lap there. Yeah, cost him a second. So he's had a moment, Peebles. See if we can see what happened if they get a replay of that. But Peebles has lost that podium position now to Canato Lee, who's up to third.
Yeah, so Gouda, McIntyre and Lee is the order. 4.9 seconds from first to third position, which is probably insurmountable with 5 minutes left or 5.5 minutes left in the clock. But Peebles, as you say, down to fourth ahead of Alibi.
Track limits warning for Mika Abraham. For Gustav Johnson in sixth place in the 23 car. Watching that battle that's been going on with the onboard camera of Fairclough, number 87, for JHR Developments, the black car. Behind him and Patrick Hoytenrode, he got the two red and white Fortec cars of Mika Abrahams, number 29, South African driver, and number 18, James Higgins, the British driver, who's got the green wing mirrors on the car. So they're all ganging up on him now. And actually, Deacon Fairclough has dropped quite a long way behind Patrick Hoytenrode. Right, here's a replay of what big, big lock-up there from the top two, actually, on the way into the hairpin last time around, but a bigger lock-up and really almost destroying flat-spotting the tyres for William McIntyre in second place.
Yeah, it's, I've noticed them doing that a few times, actually, going to the hairpin. It's, I don't think it's not slowing them down at all. Yeah, big lock-up on the front right tyre from both of them. The problem is once you've locked the tyre and got a little flat spot, every time you're at risk of locking the tyre, it's going to lock at that same flat spot every time. And in the pits is the number 8 car at the moment. That's Darianani. And obviously some problem there for the Virtuosi run car.
Yeah, unfortunate end to the weekend for Kai. One of the things you mentioned yesterday, Rob, which you can really see if you're near a big screen or you're at turn one, if you see the cars coming towards your head on, you can really see there's a massive amount of camber on the front wheels are turned in from the top of the tyres. It turns in, doesn't it? So the bottom of the tyre sticks out more.
Yeah, it means that if you're watching them through turn one, it's a great example of why they do that. It's because the car tilts up onto the outside two wheels, but the outside front wheel is absolutely flat then on the tarmac, so the contact patch is the maximum possible where it's needing the most load on it. So that's why they have the suspension set up in that way. So they get the maximum tire contact patch on the road. They've also got a lot of camber on the back of the car as well, but you'll see that it's again is performing the function of keeping that maximum tire contact patch. So they don't really care about the inside tire. It's just running around its inner rim when you see them at turn one, but it's that outside contact patch all important.
Track limits penalty for Gabriel Stilp now. He's the one behind Jack Sherwood. So 8th and 9th, both got 5 second penalties for track limits, which is going to threaten to drop them down the order because Noah Lyle's not far behind them on track. So this is the tail end of the points here. 3 and a bit minutes to go. Dion Gouda leading the way then in the roading car, the dark grey and pink car, number 55. McIntyre in the number 5 high-tech car behind him as they come to complete another lap now over the start-finish line. The third car over the line is a lap down. That's Isaac Barashi in the grey and blue number 26 machine, the Fincis by Agenti car. So the car that's fourth in the queue is actually third in the race. That's Canato Lee, number 6. And then we've got Peebles, number 88, 4th. 14, Alibi in 5th. 23, Johnson in 6th. 11, Sharp in 7th place, about to lose the championship lead. With Sherwood and Stilt both on 5 second penalties, running in 8th and 9th. Noah Lyle in the number 2 car in 10th place.
Yeah, Sharp, after a sort of quick start to the race, has just got marooned there in 7th position. He's just lapping just a fraction, I mean, hundreds of a second slower than Johnston in front, and he just can't seem to make inroads to that at all.
Dan Gouda pushing on hard here. Will McIntyre starting to come back in him a little bit, but Gouda looks like he's got the measure of the driver that leads the championship in the number 5 car. Canato Lee has now lapped Isaac Barashi, so he's got a bit of a cushion between him and the next car. So I suppose the one to watch perhaps at the end of the race is going to be Louis Sharp, whether he can get 6th place away from Gustav Johnson. And don't rule him out either of going for it on the last lap of the race. He got 2 places to get a podium at Thruxton, I remember, on the last lap and a half of the race. We've got a great battle going on here on the way to turn one, though, with Patrick Hoytenrode versus Deegan Fairclough, who gets 4 wheels on the grass there and goes